I'm not in a good mood today. I'm already in a bad funk. And you know what it is? It can all be traced back to one man. Mark Zuckerberg. You know, last weekend I was three houses down from Mark Zuckerberg's house on Lake Tahoe. This weekend I'm mad. Somebody said you're never in a good mood. That's a good point. That's not true. That's not true. Sometimes I'm positively giddy. And you know what? I'm not in a unreliable. Like, I could get there. I could turn it around. But I gotta get... I really considered it Saturday. I almost deleted my Facebook. On the one hand, I'm glad I didn't. Because I do need to talk to some people on there. But can't you keep Messenger and delete your Facebook page? I gotta find out how it works. I think it's time. I've put it off for a long time. I've always said I need it for work. I gotta have it to promote. You don't. We're all done with Facebook, right? I mean, I know you go on it every day out of habit, but like, we can all delete Facebook, huh? Right? Like, I think it's time. I really do. I think I'm gonna delete all my pages. I think I'm gonna delete all my accounts. And let it go. Somebody said you still use Facebook. Like, no. That's what I'm saying. No. I go on it, like, every day just to, like, clear the badges. You know what I mean? But I don't. No, I don't post. I don't post. Somebody said you can delete the Facebook app but never delete the Messenger. Yeah, but I don't even want the account. I'd rather delete all the accounts. Like, it's too much. It's too much. And no one uses it for anything. Everyone on there is just arguing. Everyone on there is like, you know, my dad's age, even though he's dead. Everyone on there is just arguing about shit that no one will ever change their mind about. It's all political now, too, because it's the... But also the comedians, you know. I was looking at a comedian's page today, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But holy shit. Holy shit. I mean, like, if it's not enough to make you want to quit comedy, it's enough to make you want to delete Facebook. It really is. I got to get away from these fucking losers. I really do. And by the way, I say that as a loser. I say that I don't think anyone in this world is worse than me. And simultaneously, I think you're all shit. I think you all suck, but I don't put myself above you in any way. I'm also a disaster with my own problems, but it's much easier to focus on what's your defect. It's much easier for me to pick apart the things you do wrong than to take a look at myself. I'm aware of that. But no, I think you all suck. I think you're all losers. And I'm going to let you know today. I don't even want to do this, but 533,000 followers. 533,000 followers. These guys who post nonstop about the haters, you know, it's one of the most intriguing things about Steel Toe. His whole show exists to keep his show going and dispel rumors of haters. When you boil it down, there is no Steel Toe morning show anymore. The show exists for two reasons. Number one, we need to make money so we can keep doing the show. That's number one. It's like the simple brains of insects and larvae. It's like, just procreate and keep the lineage going. We must do Steel Toe. Why? So we can keep doing Steel Toe. What's the point of Steel Toe? To make sure Steel Toe lives on. Okay. Okay, I guess. I guess breed is the primary instinct of any organism, so... steel toe so we can keep steel toeing. And then the other purpose of going live every day is to shoot down anything the haters say so that he can preserve whatever's left of his reputation, you know? What if you and your very best friends hit the like button this morning and keep it going? You know, there's 400 already watching. And I'm not in a good mood, and you know that, so why not hit the like button? Why make me stare at 82 likes when there's 400 of you out there? And it doesn't cost anything to cheer me up. Every time I see that like go up, I go, ee! You remember the Pillsbury commercial where that fat motherfucker takes his greasy finger and digs it into the little tummy of that dough boy? Oh, my God, I'm hard. That's what it's like. Every time you hit the like button, I'm like, I can't back that up, and I certainly won't be doing it every time you hit the button, but I will do it. We had another 50 come in from Anonymous the other night before I had a chance to do it. And also remember, we're doing a poll on where I should go in Europe when I head over there. And I think we're going to do two destinations because this guy's blown Estonia out of the water. And then I'm looking at a map. You know, Estonia is like the farthest place on that list. I got to go to Estonia. All derpy dabble verse shit aside, any chances of you coming to a true Midwest site like St. Louis? That'd be awesome. Anyway, holy shit, show ended. Never mind. Oh, yeah, he noticed. And then he sent another 20. Greetings and salutations, NLO Live, NLO peeps, Kina or Kino, la 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 la. I think this guy wants to fuck this Kina lady, for sure.
Bringing up that I beat my wife, I already established that April's a liar, Nick is a liar, Kiki is a liar, Gino's a liar, I am a liar. Wait, that last thing I said, I misspoke.
Latvia is gaining traction, Malta, we already got the list, DK, you weren't here. So... you didn't get to put anything on the list, you fucking poor. You miss a show, you miss stuff, man. So this is the list. This is what you got to vote on. These are available when you leave a text super tip. And we're doing it by dollars. If we were to do the poll by votes instead of dollar, this is what it would look like. Still way more votes for Estonia, but it does change it up a little. But we're going by dollar because your money's what's sending me to these countries. Croatia. Am I going to get stabbed in any of this stuff? Somebody said that you're so dumb. You're so dumb. You can't go to a Baltic country, don't you read? And it's like, I can't. Is there something going on in Estonia right now that I'm not privy to? I guess I'll go check the State Department website and get traveler advice, but can somebody look that up? Is there a danger? Look, obviously I'm not going anywhere where there's a danger traveling, but I'm pretty sure Estonia is not on anybody's list of things to attack in the current iteration of the world. Zdar, member for 11 months. Play a clip. Mr. Fingers tried watching Keanu's stream today. Oh, she's doing her morning grift again. What a mistake. She can have it, by the way. You think I like getting up? I'm trying to push it back to 7, if you haven't noticed. Subtly. Over the past couple weeks. Soon I'll have this show starting at noon, and you'll all be going, what happened? What happened? It's all about sending Melton to the place with the most gypsies, says Baloney Factory. I'm into that. Man, I started using the word gypsy on the street in London outside a pub a few years back, and everybody started like, yelling at me. Oh, you know, like you're standing outside a pub in London, like having a beer. Like, you know, you're allowed to drink outside there. So people just kind of stand on the street after work and drink in front of a pub. And these, like, for lack of a better term, gypsies come up to you and start want to sell you flowers and shit. They have fake weed they tried to sell you. They got me. With some fake weed once. But the point is, you know, I'd rather act like a cool guy who never gets got. I got. Anyway, I called one of them a gypsy. Like, she kept trying to sell me these roses. And I was like, get away, you gypsy. And I just said that. And everyone, like, I swear to God, pint glasses heard hit the ground. People are like, you can't say that. Like, that's offensive. That's a slur. I was like, gypsy? Gypsy's a slur? You got to say traveler. I don't. I say gypsy. I say Nick. Can you imagine? I'm like, I use the words. Estonia. Toe. Estonia. What a mistake. It gave me a new appreciation for your show for a short while. Thanks, Mr. Fingers. I appreciate that. Tegan, thank you for joining up. The Deppening podcast is a new member as well. And DK says, Nick and Mubi exchanged goofy goo. Your church won't like that, Mubi. I think the Bible said men don't lay with men, especially ones who pillage your second ex-wife's rot pocket.
Rot pockets!
A rot pocket. We're trying the phones today. We'll see. Hello?
Okay, so I did check on the State Department's website, and Estonia is good to go. Normal travel precautions, so you don't need to worry about anything in terms of conflict, civil unrest, anything like that.
I imagine if something started breaking out, you could get out. It's not like Putin controls Estonia. Putin can't take over Ukraine. Nobody's scared of Russia anymore. This war's been going on 3 years. Whoever thought this would last 3 years?
Yeah, it's insane. You're exactly right, Patrick Melton.
Thank you.
But I will advise this. Any of the like obviously Belarus, that I commented, I would probably stay away from any of the former Soviet satellite states. But Estonia, good to go.
I mean, what's a Soviet satellite state? The Czech Republic's a Soviet satellite state, technically.
Latvia would be a place I'd probably be a little dubious of.
Anything that was ever behind the Iron Curtain.
Correct. Yeah.
But again, the
which
Czech
Estonia
Republic.
Is, technically.
Right, in the Czech Republic. And those are perfectly safe places.
They are. Correct. So.
So I don't believe,
best of luck on your travels.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't believe in any of it. And if you ever wanted to think the wars are real and they're not just there to make money off dead bodies, ask yourself if you ever thought Russia couldn't beat the Ukraine. Remember how they started this war? They were like, the poor Ukraine, they can't defend themselves. They're just a little country. NATO might have to come help. We might have to make them part of NATO. Just to help the Ukraine, not to encroach further and further and make NATO territory, you know, start to creep into Russian territory. Not at all. No, it was to help the Ukraine. They're helpless and defenseless. Even though their president can fly in and out for appearances and commercials and Oscar parties and $5,000 a plate fundraisers in New York City, their president can leave the war all the time to do that. But it's a real war. And the Ukraine can't help themselves. They can't fight. They're defenseless. That's why it's lasted 3 years. Oh, wait. They're just fucking making money off it. Oh, it's so insane. Imagine anyone ever being scared of Russia again. That's the only other logical. Russia can't beat the Ukraine. Why are we all worried about Russia again? Shut it down. They can't, out of one side of their mouth, be like, we got to worry about Russia. We got to fight Putin. This guy's dangerous. He is? He can't beat the Ukraine, given 3 years. So which is it? We got to worry about Russia and the Ukraine and collusion and meddling in our investigations? Our elections? Or can they not beat the Ukraine? Which one is it? Anyway, and it'll be the same thing with the stupid Israel-Palestine war. It'll just be like, oh, we'll just keep selling weapons to both sides and you idiots keep posting on your Facebook page which side you're on. You fucking losers. You fucking losers. I'm with Palestine. Are ya? You fucking idiot. I'm with Israel. Are ya? You fucking Jew. You're both fucking idiots and you're both just part of a war machine that you don't even know. You don't even know you're being used, you propagandist. Anyway, Ricky Bev is a member for 8 months. Thank God you're here. Kiki Cast was terrible, darling. Terrible. Is that true? It's not the Ukraine. It's just Ukraine. Guess what, Lynn? I don't give a fuck. I think I tweeted this in 2022 when the war started. I don't give a fuck about Ukraine. I don't give a fuck. And neither do you, you stupid bitch. Get out of my chat. You stupid. Anyone who pretends to care about Ukraine, get the fuck out. Liar. Liar. Imagine being named Lynn. That's the hill I'm going to die on. Oh, yeah, Lynn. Okay, we're all going to sit around and listen to Lynn. Okay, steal my sunshine. It's the only time I'm listening to Lynn. Hit the like button, okay? It doesn't even make sense, but stop pretending like you give a fuck. Stop pretending like you give a fuck. You're so stupid. You're such a fucking brainwashed loser. Every one of you is a fucking robot. Every one of you is a fucking robot. Go post on your face. That's why you got to get rid of Facebook, honestly. Like, it's too much. It's too much. It's everyone, like, telling you, like, there's, I don't know why you don't, you don't? Because the world, man. Because I heard different shit than you heard. That's why. Imagine not getting it. Ricky Bev is checking in, member for 8 months. Says, thank God you're here. Oh, yeah, we already did that. And by the way, Ricky Bev, I think you're the guy today. Ooh, look at that. I think you're the man today. If they've got, I'll just tell you this, and I'm sorry to take away from your big important day, Ricky Bev. Appreciate that. If you're posting about either one of the sides, they got you. They got you. So I don't even care which side you're on. Go Trump. Woo, go Trump. You're dumb. You're fucking retarded. Go Kamala. I'm with her. You've never looked dumber. By the way, at least the Trump people have always been Trump people. He's been around for 8 years. So I have more respect for the brainwashed Trump idiots than the people who are like on board with Kamala this week. You fucking loser. You've never been a bigger co-opted loser. So beat it. Beat it. I mean, what the fuck? Blue team. Who's our guy? Huh, I'm with her. You fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. At least the Trump people are old school brainwashed. At least Trump's been around acting like a fucking asshole. Trump's been around spewing horrible rhetoric. That's been established. So, like, those people are what happened to you last week where you're now covering your Facebook profile picture with Kamala going, I'm with her. What happened to you? What happened to you? How fast did your frog get boiled? Holy shit. Imagine being with her. Imagine being with her. I mean, you look retarded. You've never looked stupider. Tell me you're tribal without telling me you're tribal. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Anyway, I can't get into it, but this is why you got to get rid of Facebook. This is why you got to get rid of it. And another reason is the comics. Another reason is these comics. I can't, you know, and I just come across this stuff scrolling through. I don't wanna. But I can't. I really can't. This past week, I posted something every day. And this upcoming week, I'm going to continue to spread laughter. Expect more content every single day. If you're still not seeing stuff from me, just go through my page. Oh, you know, regular rules? Here's another African proverb nobody understands. If you don't know Tricks, he does these little character videos of Chale.
Knowledge again.
Dude, it's fascinating. Welcome to another edition of an African proverb nobody will understand.
Charlie, it's time for knowledge again.
Dude, it's fascinating how your nose takes up the entire camera.
You know, that's the same thing they say about your wife when she's recording video for her OnlyFans.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Come on.
Piece of shit.
When a hippo is talking, turn the radio down so the zebra can find his wallet.
What in the actual fuck are you talking about?
You know, I really enjoy your wife's OnlyFans page.
My wife doesn't have an OnlyFans page.
So anyway, that's the content. And it's all the... It's nonstop this. And again, this is just one comic. I don't mean to point anybody out, but... one day... they'll line up to hear me. One day I'll be a name mentioned with Revere. One day They'll share moments. I've made them laugh with others. One day I'll stand next to giants and look them in the eyes. A lot of chale. I'm in LA right now. This is going to be one fun-ass weekend of comedy. Now, you'll see comics post this kind of stuff all the time. Well, I got a fun week of comedy in LA. Comics that don't live in LA, you know, they'll be like, I'm in LA. I'm about to do my thing in LA. They're sleeping on a couch. They're making no money, and they're doing a bunch of shows for free. Hello?
Available to take your call.
Oh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, how come they got so many onions on my cheeseburger? Okay, that'll be a message that that person gets. So anyway, you'll see this all the time, like a comic from your town, whether you live in Minnesota or St. Louis or Tennessee or Kentucky or Georgia or North Carolina or North Dakota or Montana. Wherever you live, you'll have one of your comics go visit L.A. and they'll be like, I'm in L.A. this week, yo. I'm on so many shows. They're making no money. They're losers. And it's just so insane. Where are you at? Chocolate Sundays, Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Laugh Factory. He drove to L.A. for that? For one show? Again, they might make $100, but, you know, my favorite are the, you know, I've known Trix for a while. I met him probably 11 years ago, but he's working all the same clubs. This dude, again, all these comics, they don't even have full schedules. You know, go look at Chad Zumok's. It's like one gig every 3 months. It's like, what are they doing? Now, Trix will work 2 weeks a month or whatever. And these local comics around here will post their August schedule and it'll be like every open mic in town. Again, they're making no money. I don't. But they all, it's so important they look like real comics doing it. And if you search, like, go to this guy's, this is just one of these guys who does this. But if you go to his, how do you search a page? Can I search his page? If you search, like, haters. I bet. Look at this. Haters can't take away my sense of humor. They can't take my smile. They can't take my happiness. What it, all right, that one doesn't make sense. Every time you shine, those who aren't happy with their own lives will do anything to dim your light. You know, this is girl stuff. Aaron Imholt's posting stuff like this right now. It's insane. Everything's about haters. Everything is, I don't know why all these memes are coming up. Keep a close eye on people who celebrate your wins. Then keep a very close eye on people in your circle who celebrate the wins of others and never yours. It's like, what? What are you all talking about? And again, some of these are 10 years old. Some are 5 years old. Some are 3 years old. But he's really focused on the haters. Only those who are blessed as I am can see the angel wings. Haters, please keep looking. So there's a lot of stuff to the haters. Sensitive people keep striking. So and I think it's like Aaron Imholt. You know, nobody gives a fuck about you until people give a fuck about, and the version of Trix that's coming next will treat those accordingly. Time to shift gears. This is 2023. No end of these posts from these people. Shit's about to get real. I'm about to shift gears. I'm about to show these haters what I can do. Win. Shut up. Just do. What does everybody get about telling you what they're going to do? Haters are about to get eaten up. Y'all about to see what this boy got. You know, all this nonstop nonsense. And again, you're working the same clubs you were working when I met you 10 years ago. You guys can smash me all you want for quitting. At least I'm not spinning my wheels. This is 2023. Team ugly all day. I'm actually cool with myself, people. Because that's what That's what stable people have to do. You have to post, I'm actually really cool with myself. This is what Aaron does every day. He comes on live and has to come on and tell you that. Guys, I'm actually doing really well. I'm actually doing very good. Things are going very great. I'm actually in a really good place. I'm actually cool with myself, people. I'm going to be a star. And I'm repping for all my ugly people who love themselves. Yeah. I'm actually really good. Some of you are just sad. Way to start the weekend in Vancouver, House of Comedy. Again, he's worked these same clubs for 10 years. A comedy club said I'm not known enough to be considered a headline their club. That's fine. I have no problem working on proving them wrong. This business loves you by saying you. It's like, and you're doing a disservice to yourself if you're lying to yourself. You work clubs where people don't know your fucking name, just like I did. I headlined clubs, but I wasn't a draw, and I didn't get booked in those clubs because I was a name. So you're dreaming. Again, this is 2022. You're not a name. You're still not a name. You don't draw. What are you dreaming of? What do you get out of this lie to yourself? Tricks the comedian tricked a large amount of comedians into sending him feet videos as an audition for a music video on trial. He promised them an Xbox 360 and then he got exposed. Yeah, search tricks and feet. It'll all come up. He owns it in a lot of these posts. I am who I am. So I lied to some people and tricked them to get them to show me their feet. You think I'm kidding about this? Watch this. Let's go back and search for feet. He tries to own it. Oh, wow. If your feet look like this, I don't like you. Wow, so he's like posting feet videos now. But wait, he has like posts in here where he like owns it. Like, yeah, y'all caught me trying to get dude's feet. Oh, wow, he really is into feet. Look at this. There's a lot from like 2016 to 18 where he's like, I own my mistakes. So what? Y'all try to get... Okay, hold on. Let me search for Xbox. Oh, God. Hold on. Xbox. Nope. Nothing? Fuck. Foot? I know he has posts. I know he has posts where I'm like, where he's like owning his feet stuff. My favorite one was this one a couple years ago. Again, you look like such an asshole. Like, hold on, I search agent. Oh, there was this one. It was so good. Hold on. He said it. Dude, he has a post. Maybe he has a comedian page and a personal page. He has a post from a few years back. He entered that Kenan Thompson's Next Biggest Comedian contest, which is a well-known scam. And it was in the middle of me like doing this big expose on how it's a scam. I showed everything behind it. There's a real estate company behind it. There's these known scammers behind it. Nobody ever gets what they're promised from the prizes. And again, it's Kenan Thompson searching for the next big stand-up. Yeah, we all know Kenan Thompson from his stand-up, right? Kenan Thompson's one of the best stand-ups out there. Oh, wait, he doesn't even do it. Kenan Thompson doesn't even do stand-up. So why is he hunting for the next big stand-up? Also, Kenan Thompson isn't successful. You know, I get it. He's on his 30th year of SNL. So I guess he is successful. I take that back. The point is, Kenan Thompson had his own sitcom canceled. Kenan Thompson doesn't have any development deals. Kenan Thompson can't make the jump from sketch TV to anything else and has had the longest time in the world to do it. I'd argue he's afraid and knows better. So he's teamed up with a real estate company and a scam artist to search the country for the next greatest stand-up comic. So it's a known scam. It's a known scam. Any comic who enters it is a loser. Any comic who enters it is an open mic nobody. It's fucking shit. It's a scam for idiots. They all, again, go to the website where they list the winners. They've been doing this contest for 10 years. First of all, the first 3 years of it, they don't even have the winners listed. They forgot and didn't put it on the website. So, like, they don't even know their own history of this award. But it should be easy to track them down because we're making the next biggest comedians, right? I mean, fuck, these people should explode after winning this contest. Oh, wait, it's shit. So, again, this fucking guy enters it, Trix, who I talk like he's not a friend, but whatever. We're acquaintances or whatever. I don't have a problem with the guy, but they're all such you're delusional. You're sucking on a pipe dream. I don't even know what's in it for you at this point. And he wins this Kenan Thompson's contest. You know, they fly him to New York. He performs at Caroline's. He gets to put it on his Instagram. I'm in New York this week. I'm at Caroline's this week. Again, making no money. Like, fuck. You know, I guess they put him up in a hotel and flew him out. $800. But it's all for looks. I'm in New York. I'm doing it, baby. And then he wins. And it's so embarrassing because I told him what would happen. Nothing. Don't expect a call from Kenan. Don't expect to get a sitcom. Don't expect to be on anything. And guess what? You're still working all the same stupid loser clubs you were working before. And again, I'm not saying you're not a working comic, but you're still working the same fucking clubs you worked 10 years ago that booked you because you're just a comic and they can't afford names. Again, this isn't hurtful or mean. You're not a name and you don't draw. Probably never will be, and you need to face that. I'm not a hater. I'm not being mean. This is just practical. You know, God, I hope you do. I hope you take off. You're not, though. So he wins his contest and he goes on his Facebook and he posts a couple years ago, shit's about to get crazy for your boy. I need a manager. I need an agent right now. How fucking stupid does that post look now? Where are you this weekend? House of Comedy again, where nobody knows who you are? Got it. Where are you this weekend? LA Comedy Club for the third time this quarter? Got it. Got it. I know what they pay. I know how it's going. I'm going to guess you don't need a manager anymore. You look retarded. You look retarded. You look so fucking stupid running around screaming, it's about to get crazy for your boy. I teamed up with Kenan Thompson. You did? Jesus, now nobody's going to see either of you. Two black guys who got nothing going on. You look so fucking dumb. You look so stupid. And again, I'm not, you know, do whatever, man. Do whatever. But you look so stupid going like, it's about to get crazy. Anybody know a manager? I need a security team. People are going to know your boy. It's about to get wild on these streets. Did you hear? Did you hear I won the Kenan Thompson comedy roundup? Did you hear? Your boy just blew up. Hold on. I really wish I could find it. He really thought. Shit's about to get wild.
Yo. I need some of that super tip machine money. Otherwise, I'm going to have to trick my wife out to make it to Dabalon. Have floor Newports on your floor ain't cheap, you know.
And by the way, is he really coming to DabbleCon? I didn't sit on it for 3 years and then make fun of it. Right when he posted it, I made fun of it on my show. I go, this will not age well. You think Kenan Thompson's about to lead you to the promised land of stand-up success? By the way, they have these like satellite contests all over the country for Kenan Thompson's ultimate comedy competition, whatever. They've got this sponsor now hologram company or whatever, so they put it on stage and Kenan holograms in. Yo, good to be here tonight. Welcome to the Kenan Thompson ba-be-ba-boo-ba-ba. Like, yo, you about to see some of the best comics I handpicked from people who sent in $25 who didn't know this was a scam. Get ready for some good ba-be-ba-ba-ba comedy. Kenan Thompson hologram out. So he doesn't even have to go to these shows anymore. They hologram him in. It's so stupid. If you think I'm making any of this up, I swear to God, I'm not. I'm not. They think it's a real hoot. And somebody just said that Godfrey was going to meet me up. This is so great, too. I'm in my, I never use Instagram. This is part of Facebook that I'm considering just tossing. And I'm in my Instagram, and I see I have a message request. And I go over there. It's from July 11th, and it's from Godfrey. That's right. One of the funniest comedians on the planet, Godfrey. And first of all, this is his profile picture. And I'm going to zoom in on that so you can see it. First of all, Godfrey, when were you getting your headshots where you decided the look to go with was black sass? I mean, get your own syrup bottle or something. Look at that sass. Oh, you talking to Godfrey? Okay, anyway, Godfrey sent me a message. This is insane. July 11th. I had no idea. July 11th at 2:31 a.m. That's 5:31 a.m. Godfrey time. I heard you have a problem with me. I heard you have a problem with me. That's how I assume he talks. You heard wrong. You heard wrong. I'd like to address Godfrey right now. You heard wrong. You heard wrong. You hang out with Chad Zumach, who's a fucking loser. And second of all, this is a very embarrassing message for you. So I'd unsend it immediately if I were you. No one has a problem with you. No one gives a fuck about you. No one gives a fuck. And by the way, I got no problem with Godfrey. I opened for Godfrey a lot. I worked with Godfrey a lot. Nice guy. No problem with him at all. Haven't thought about him. No problems, Godfrey. We're all good. Beat it, bitch. Beat it. No one has a fucking problem with you. Go hang out with Chad more, you fucking dork. A problem with you? Oh, hold on. It's when Chad said that you're one of the funniest comics in the world and you think he's funny. Yeah, I laughed at all of that. All of it. All of it. You're not one of the funniest comics in the world. Never were, never will be. I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, and that might be what we have some beef about. Is it because I said you're not one of the funniest comics in the world, you fucking delusional man? Yeah, you're not. You're not. Holy shit. Is that the issue? That you thought, oh, honey, did you think you were one of the funniest comics in the world? Aw. Is that the problem? What's the problem? First of all, I don't think you think Chad's funny. I don't think you think Chad's funny. I think he's a nuisance who won't leave you alone. And he's, you know that he's one of those crazy white guys who will fucking just make a bunch of shit about you on the internet that you don't need out there. So you just, you know, placate him with your fucking black sass. We saw the headshot. We saw the headshot, you black sassy motherfucker. Oh, yeah, no one has a problem with you. No one knows who you are. No one cares. No one has a problem. Godfrey, I don't have any problems. I hope you and your opener are very happy together. You fucking loser. Yo, I heard you had a problem with me. Yeah, let's duke it out over Instagram message, queer. You're 55. Someone told me you're 55. Someone told me you're 55. Take that message back. If you have a wife, you should have her grab that phone from you and not let you text. That's what you used to tell me when we used to work together. You weren't allowed to take pictures with girls. Remember after shows, you had to run and hide. You weren't allowed to take pictures with women or anything because you said your girlfriend was, or wife or whoever was crazy. And she if she ever saw you in a picture with a girl, she'd lose her mind. Yeah, maybe you should have her take your phone. Because I'd argue that you being in pictures with girls is less embarrassing than you messaging men at 5 a.m., yo, I heard you got a problem. Zumach says. Zumach. Zumach. Give it up. Give it up. I'd have your Cricket Mobile canceled if I were you. You shouldn't be allowed to message dudes. Maybe shut your Wi-Fi off if you've been drinking. I don't know. Take that message back. Pull it back. That's wild. What did you expect me to answer?
Yeah, actually, I do have a problem with you. You like Chad Zumok?
You want to fight?
Yeah, I got a real big... What problem, nerd? What problem? I don't think you're one of the funniest comics on the planet. And you never have been and never will be. Is that even up for debate? Was there a moment where you were going to go on the Mount Charleston? What is it? The Mount Rushmore? You fucking idiot. What's the problem? The problem is I don't think you're one of the greats. We good? Are we good? Chad Zumok said, you, Florentine, and Swartzen are the funniest comics on the planet. And I fell down laughing. Nope, no problem. There's no problem. Is that a problem? That's the only thing I can think of, Godfrey. Is that the problem? Is that the problem? Chad said, you're one of the funniest comics on the planet, and I fell out dead. Nope, no problem at all. Again, I think you're very funny. I think you're very funny. And whatever the clubs say about you isn't true. I don't agree. You know, who cares? Every time we ever work together, the clubs and the staff hated you because on Sunday nights you do every joke you know and go over 3 hours with no consideration to the staff who's closed out tabs and is not making any money as they sit in the back and have to watch you do a one-man show and placate yourself. You know, it's almost like you remove a rib on stage just to suck your own dick for 3 hours. It's really, really impressive. And you did it every time we ever worked together, every Sunday night. And everybody loved it. The managers, the staff, we all sat in the back going, I hope he does 10 hours. I hope he goes on all night. We loved it. We loved it. So no problems at all. No problems at all. Fucking Godfrey. You got a problem with me? Imagine messaging a guy that. Imagine messaging a guy that. You got a problem with me? Yeah. I'm glad Chad brought it to your attention. You fucking loser. Beat it. Lynn N says, I needed a cig after that felting, Melty. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm already in a better mood about it. You fucking losers. Joseph Collins. Keenan is successful for Good Burger. That's it. Yeah, and the new one's dog shit. Try watching that new Good Burger.
Wow. I never thought I'd see the day when two guys fought over me. Another win for the mud shart.
It's like the only people Chad talks to are Swartzen, Florentine, and Godfrey. And again, Godfrey, there's nothing you can say to make me feel bad about any of that. You talk to Chad Zumok. Chad Zumok's one of your whites? Chad Zumok's one of your whites. And by the way, Godfrey, another one of these black guys who does a fake clicking African voice, just like tricks. You know, they all have one trick they fall back on, rowing and clicking. He's going to hate this. Make sure he gets this. Send it to him. Again, I'm being extra inflammatory. I'm trying to be extra racist just so he loses his mind. There's nothing you can do to me. Sorry. You like Chad Zumok? You hang out with Chad Zumok? Come get me, nerd. Come get me. Yo, you got a problem with me? I don't. You're a clown. You're a black clown. A problem with you? Please. You think Chad Zumok's one of the funniest people on the planet, allegedly. No one thinks anything of you other than, aww, he likes Chad. The fuck out of here.
Hey, Godfrey, thanks for letting me open. This was great. Oh, you're going to the bathroom? Oh, no problem, I'll wait here. Fuck, where is his phones? Oh, there it is. Open Facebook, find Patrick. There he is. Do you have a problem with me? Fuck yeah, he's gonna shit his pants.
Yo, Godfrey, my homie, be cool with Patrick. He's one of the good ones.
I literally have no problem with Godfrey. But, you know, yeah, sorry. Chad thinks you're one of the greatest comics to ever live, and I'd rather lick a popsicle stick full of my own shit. Aww. That's not even an option. That's not even an option, by the way. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I'm getting out of control here. Oh, my fan's not on. That's why. My power went out. That's why I'm getting toasty in here. How do you turn it on? Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. We get some motion in the ocean. Some cooking for the booking.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm sorry. Again, do I want heat with Godfrey? No. Do I think I'd notice if I had any? No! No! Come at me, guns a-blazing, Godfrey. Let me know. By the way, I got that message 25 days ago. It really made waves. You fucking... What were you, drunk? Lonely? Out of porn? 5 a.m. What's going on? Where you're like, oh, yeah, I've been meaning to... I've been meaning to message Melton. I've been meaning to message Melton. Holy shit. Holy shit. So no, the answer is no, Godfrey. I don't have a problem with you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry this came across your desk. Back to normal. Back to your two spots tonight at the Comedy Cellar, buddy. Nobody meant to get in the way of that. Nobody can take it away from you. What the fuck? What the fuck? Hey, I heard you got a problem with me. I do. I do. Are you a 55-year-old man who messages other men in the night? I do have a problem now. Are you gay? Are you gay, dog? Blacks hate it when you call them gay. Blacks hate it when you call them gay. Marco Polo, thank you for being a member for 3 months, was about to shill out for Russia and then realized I'm watching Nobody Likes Onions. We're all too tarded for geopolitics. Huh. Greg Edwards, member for 16 months. Crazy Joe has been super active lately. He's still very crazy. Still mentioned you and was pissing in his car. He's going live tonight at 8 p.m. Said he's taking calls. Yeah, we're going to have to check in on Crazy Joe soon. I think so. Jason, thanks for joining up. We appreciate that over here at the Onions. Your membership, super tips, super chats, they're all valued, and we hold on to them like they're precious, precious messages from loser comics at 5 a.m. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. Yo, I heard you had a problem with me. And what if I do? What are we going to do about it, nerd? What are we going to do if I have a problem? Yeah, I'm actually glad you did bring it up. I've been meaning to get to you. I was actually going to send you a message at 3 a.m. tomorrow that says, I have a problem with you. It's not even a question. Yo, I heard you had a problem with me. And what? And what? No wonder your woman has to take away your phone. You fucking Nancy boy. You fucking girl. Yeah, you shouldn't have a phone. You shouldn't have a phone. You're not allowed. You're not a posta. I mean, holy shit, you can't stop taking pictures with women and making your girl jealous, and you can't stop messaging dudes in the night? You ever get them mixed up and take pictures of your dick out with dudes in the night and message it? Yo, I heard you got a dick from me. What's going on, fag? Black people just hate being called fag. I can't get enough of it. Anyway, no one's got a problem. No one knows about you or cares or wants to deal with it. Stop trying to get involved. What are you trying to get, some heat? You trying to climb up on Melton's back and get a little clout? I hate when these washed up 7-Up commercial actors try to glom onto the Onion for a little bit of a... Isn't that what Aaron M. Holt does? Dude, I support all these shows. Dude, I support all these shows. They couldn't do it without me. I find it remarkable. I find it remarkable. Yeah, I don't even know. Like, what's the answer he wanted? Like, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I do. Actually, I do have a problem with you. You like Chad? I don't like Chad. You like Chad? We got a beef. We got a real problem. Woo. Woo. Can we move on to Steel Toe, please? No. No. Hey, all you fucking idiots. No. We're going to do whatever I want. You know what? I might not do Steel Toe today just to fuck with everybody. I do have 2 hours of Steel Toe on the docket. We're not going to do it just to piss you off. We'll watch everything else but Toe. First of all, it's just a little repetitive and tiring. It's a little too much. Okay? Guess what? Guess what? He's gaslighting everybody again. Guess what? He's lying, trying to get you to not think about the time he beat his wife. Got it. Got it. You're not in any kind of control. I told you what kind of day today was. We might never get to it. We might watch TLC and Gino and Jasmine until the sun comes up. Guess what? The sun's already up. I saw your tweet. I'm loving the Godfrey attacks. There's no Godfrey attacks. What do you want, loser? Leave me alone. I don't message you. I don't. Are you? I used to open for you 10 years ago, you fucking fag. Stay out of my DMs. I don't fucking know you. You don't know me. Shut up, nerd. If you think I've got some reverence or respect for God, eat my ass, Godfrey. Fuck you. Beat it. Fuck you. Again, you like Chad, so you're down here to me. You're the lowest of the lowest guy. You think Chad's good? Eat my ass. Eat my ass. You know what? I do have a problem. I do. You tell Godfrey to come give it to me. You piece of shit. I had two coffees this morning. Can you even tell? I'm never watching Steel Toe again. Fuck you all. Thumbnail be damned.
I'm happy that we can, you know, talk through these issues and get through this. But I just hope that that I don't see that side of her again.
Did you send her naked pictures of me?
Jasmine finds the naked pictures Gino's sent to Gino's ex.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I did not do that.
What? No.
That's for darn sure I didn't do that.
That's for darn tootin' sure. You're rootin' tootin'. Hold on. People are saying, who are Gino and Jasmine? I saw, sorry, that was a thing from last week. I saw an introductory video to them. The first time we meet Gino. Okay, this should be, for people who don't know, this should help. The first time we meet Gino, this should be useful. I think he lives in Ishpeming, Michigan. Sorry, Canton, Michigan. Ishpeming. It's from that movie Catfish.
Hello.
Hi. Let's see what we got over here.
So this must be during the pandemic. He's wearing a mask. But wait till you see what he's shopping for.
Toothpaste.
Now this is the show 90 Day Fiance on it's not The Bachelor.
Oh. Travel size. Probably need some of that.
Okay, so he's walking around a store looking at all the travel-sized toiletries going, I need some of that.
Okay. Sir, do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Sure, no problem. When you come to this pharmacy, questions are free.
Friendly place.
I'm traveling to Panama.
Okay.
Do you by chance know if there's any kind of things I should take?
Sure. Let me show you some stuff.
Sure, yeah.
How high-pitched can your voice get? Why are we watching this? Why not? We just watch stuff, man. We just watch stuff. And plus, it's just pissing off all the Steel Toe people. There's a million good things to watch. We don't have to watch the toe. Everyone's watching the toe. Frankly, all these clippers and stuff, it's turning me off to the toe. They're all coming in for the carcass now that he's dead, but, you know. New Jersey Rangers, two coffees and no movie-sized soda? Come on, Pat. Maybe when I finish my water, I'll refill it with soda. You got to get your water.
What kind of things I should take?
Sure. Let me show you some stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Excuse me. Can I ask you some questions? Tarita says, me and my wife binge watched them. I literally thought you typed, me and my wife banged to them. And I was like, whoa. Sir, do you mind if I ask you some questions? Sure.
I'm Gino. I'm 51 years young, and I live in Kent, Michigan.
he's a catch.
I should take?
Sure. Let me show you some stuff.
Sure, yeah. Any kind of things I should take?
Sure, let me show you some stuff.
Sure, yeah.
I'm Gino. I'm 51 years young, and I live in Kent, Michigan.
You're gonna need alcohol wipes.
Okay.
Definitely some Imodium. You know, that helps for the diarrhea.
You're definitely gonna want to take some Imodium because it helps for the diarrhea. Oh, you're going to Panama? You're definitely gonna need a pallet of Imodium. Yeah, is he there for his GRIDS medication? Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
I don't travel too often these days, so I'm looking to stock up on essential items because I'm about to embark on a very special trip.
Do you have any lotion for couples?
Let me take you some romantic stuff.
Let me take you some romantic stuff. Let me take you some romantic stuff.
Okay.
This is pretty good.
What is this for?
This is a lubricant if you're having sex.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Yeah. And what is this for? This is a lubricant for if you having sex.
Ah, okay. Is that what? This for?
This is a lubricant if you're having sex.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the guy we're dealing with.
This is a lubricant if you're having sex.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Yeah.
What is?
I've heard about that on the news.
The warming.
Oh, have you ever had like cinema?
What is the warming? He said. What? And what's the warming?
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the warming?
Oh, have you ever had like cinnamon on your tongue? You feel like warm?
Oh yeah.
You're gonna feel.
Okay, I might need a Gino voice. We might need a Gino voice for the AI. Gino's one of the best. Gino is one of the best.
Wrong.
Arm when you put it on.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do the other one then.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, what's the warming? And he's like, it's like cinnamon when you put it on. He's like, maybe I'll do the other one then. I don't like cinnamon peen.
I had like cinnamon on your tongue. You feel like warm?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to feel warm when you put it on.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do the other one then.
I like my dick cold. I like my dick cold.
Yeah.
It's so silly we're here in the sex aisle, isn't it? Sex is silly.
Sir, I hear tell that you may have some difficulty, or rather discomfort, concerning my person.
Damn it. First April, then Nick, now Melton has left me? Maybe I should take a hard look at myself and reconsider my direction in life.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Godfrey lately. Melton really fucked up. Like, Godfrey's really nailing it. Godfrey's really on point lately. Like, first he was right about Chad being funny. And second, you're like, I like a guy who confronts dudes. I like a guy who messages another man at 5 a.m.
What heard you got a problem with me? You talking about my mom?
What the fuck? I could. When I saw that, I almost fell down laughing. And then someone was like, I posted it on Twitter, you know, like Chad's dad has a problem. And somebody was like, and this is how you handle it instead of messaging him back. Message him back what? What could I possibly message back that wouldn't be gayer? No, I don't have a problem, dude. If I say no, I don't have a problem, I look like I'm backing down from something. And if I say, yeah, I do have a problem, I look like I was hiding it until you brought it up. No, I don't. Godfrey lives in New York and doesn't affect my life at all. Other than we laugh every time Chad brings him up as some sort of like pinnacle of comedy greatness. It's like, again, if that's what's offending you, Godfrey, I really am sorry. I thought you knew you weren't one of the best. Fuck, I didn't know. I didn't know you were still holding on to that dream, honey. Jesus Christ. Did it hurt? Did it hurt when you found out? Fuck. So there's nothing else you could be mad. The only thing we've ever laughed at Godfrey about is that Chad thinks he's one of the greats. So that's why it's funny. That's it. That's literally it. So I guess that's what he's mad about. Like, how dare you say I'm not one of the best? It's like, I don't know. I'm just looking at every list everyone's ever compiled. You're not on it.
Normally,
it'd be like me finding out I'm not Seinfeld, huh? What?
I'm a creature of habit.
I like
thinking things through before something happens. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a creature of habit. I like thinking things through. Never has there been a more Philadelphia Tom Hanks looking head ever. I mean, this guy looks, it looks like Robert Durst in a disguise. It looks like someone who's getting up for an ice pack in between chemo treatments. This is what Nick Ricciardo looks like walking around the tattoo festival. Just a sickly, hunched over, thin man with a hat. You know, again, when you're wearing one of these dad hats with the buckle, the fabric buckle, and you have to, like, cut it. I mean, I didn't even know it gets down that small. Anybody? Anybody have a hat that has a gap in the back that tiny? Oh, God. It's really funny. It's really funny.
Okay. I really don't live a flashy lifestyle.
No. In Canton, Michigan?
Pretty conservative.
People in Canton, Ohio laugh at people in Canton, Michigan.
And stuff. I'm someone who enjoys the simple pleasures of life.
Okay, so if you look at his trash can, it's all TV dinners. I think he just opened up some sort of Stouffer's lasagna. His whole garbage can recycling bin is full of, like, chicken Alfredo boxes and, you know, French bread pizzas. Look at that. All he does is eat microwave dinners. Yeah, it was like a girl's hat with a ponytail hole. You nailed it.
Yeah, baby.
And then again, it looks like Steel Toe's living room. He moved in and put these two sconces on the wall and went, done. Now the house is decorated. I got my brown stuff. Again, single guys buy everything beige and brown. Look at it. You think I'm making it up? Look it up. Everything's beige and brown in your single man's home. It goes with everything. It's about where they give up. It's about where they stop trying decoration-wise. They're like, I'll just put up these cool candles.
I'm used to living on my own, but it hasn't always been this way. I've had a couple serious relationships in the past. My ex-wife is from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
So his whole life, this is what he's done. Import whores.
I worked in Brazil for 6 months as an engineer. We met around that time.
What kind of engineer? I need to know. Structural? Software? Choo-choo train? What kind of engineer?
And we knew we were in love and we wanted to be together. And so I brought her to the United States on a K-1 visa. But we lost that spark after 7 years of marriage, and then we mutually agreed to file for a divorce. Going through a divorce was very difficult, and I did lose some hope that, you know, hey, well, am I ever going to find that right?
Am I ever going to find somebody who will enjoy microwaving dinners with me like this forever?
A person to start a family. It's good stuff.
He was a mechanical engineer working with car engines?
But then, earlier this year, I decided to look internationally on a dating site for love because I wasn't having much luck locally.
And I gotta say, too, there's something about these guys. Even, look, there's something about the 90-day fiancé guys. They do this thing where they go, you'll hear them say this. Several of them say this. They go, like, I couldn't find a girl here. There was nobody in the U.S. There's nobody in the United States who gets me. And again, most of these guys are either, like, complete losers who could never get a girl here because they're complete losers. So they, you know. If they make $29,000 and have health insurance, they're rich to, like, a Colombian girl, you know? And then you got the guys like Johnny Crutches, who's going to, you know, he's having a nervous breakdown because Johnny Crutches is having a nervous breakdown. We'll watch here in a minute because he's been talking to, you know, again, 50, 40 years old, talking to a girl in California that he's never met, but they spent a lot of time online together, and he was really hoping to go out and meet her soon, but it fell apart. Yeah, I can't imagine these guys are like, I don't have a webcam, so I can't send you a photo. I don't have a webcam, so we can't voice chat. I can only find somebody in Sao Paulo, Brazil. It's like, what? There's a problem with you, dog. There's a problem with you if you can't find a woman locally. And if you can't figure out, but again, you meet a woman in California or whatever, it's like, go out and see her. Again, you're an adult. Buy a ticket and go. You know? You don't see Sketty Tooth John and Galloway sitting in my chat going like, maybe one day they get together and scissor every weekend. Facts. Facts. He goes there. She goes there. They meet in the middle. They come to my house sometimes to make out. You know? They've made it happen. They were interested in it, and they really wanted to rub parts. You know, this thing where they're like, years they talk. Years!
And that's how I met my girlfriend, Jasmine, the love of my...
Okay, there it is. That's the straight man we're all looking for.
And that's how I met my girlfriend, Jasmine.
Jasmine, hello.
The love of my life.
Yeah, apple of my eye. The tweedle of my D.
The rumors are true. I have an ace of spades tattoo on my lower back that Godfrey uses as a bullseye. Don't miss this time, Daddy.
Don't worry, my little white bitch. I ain't gonna make Piggy squeal.
I mean, what's Godfrey? Is Godfrey gonna stuttering John me? He's gonna come out to Vegas? Yo, say I ain't one of the greatest now. It's like, if you were one of the greatest, wouldn't you be working here this weekend? You fuck. You know you're not one of the greatest, right? You know. Godfrey. I mean, what are we?
That he spat us, wobarus, I saw my problems, and I'll see the light. We got a loving thing. We got to feed it right. There ain't no danger. We can go too far. We start believing now that we can be who we are. Bar is the word.
What the
They
fuck?
Think our love is just a growing pain. Why don't they understand? It's just a crying shame. Their lips are lying. Only real is real. We stop the fight right now. We got to be what we feel. Red bar is the word.
Red bar is the word that you heard. It's got a groove. It's got a meaning. Mike David is the time, is the place, is the motion. Red bar is the way we are feeling.
We take the pressure and we throw away. Conventionality belongs to yesterday. There is a chance that we can make it so far. We start believing now that we can be who we are. Red bar is the word.
I got it. By the way, we think this is Goldfold, we assume. He got all mad because we guessed. And he does this to Rocco, too. I had no idea. Like, he does this to Rocco, too. $15 a pop. $15 to, like, spam Red Bar at me. It's like, I don't... Do it all show. Do it all show. No one's, like... It proves every point we've ever said about the you know... The men who like Red Bar and what happens to them. And somehow it's owning me. I keep it coming. Keep it coming. He was doing this to Rocco. Just voice tip after voice tip after voice tip about Red Bar. It's like, okay. I mean, all right.
Jasmine is 34 and she lives in Panama City.
Is she a flight attendant? This is Jasmine.
She's an American lit teacher.
She's an American lit teacher.
And she's one of the smartest girls I've ever been with. I got feelings for her right away, you know, like on the first day that we spoke.
How many dates did you have where you didn't speak? The first date that we spoke, I knew it was her.
I wish you were here, baby. Good morning.
She's got the best personality. Funny, caring.
Why? He sits on his sofa with his blanket and his oversized shirt. He looks sickly.
Intelligent. She's just the ultimate girl.
So he says, I feel blessed to have met you. And she says, I love you, my handsome king.
Oof. Anything else you'd like?
Hold on. Somebody says she was a teacher. She got fired when Gino leaked her nudes. Holy shit. Is that true? I don't even know that. Oh, yeah. What do you like about her?
Anything else you like?
So this is how a man acts when he thinks about boobs. This is how a straight man acts when he thinks about boobs.
Anything else you like?
Yeah. She's beautiful face, beautiful eyes, beautiful butt, you know, hips, you name it.
You name it. She's beautiful. Hips, butt. So pretty. She's gorgeous. He always looks like he has to shit. He always looks disgusted by her while he talks. Her boobs are the best.
And to be honest, she's out of my league. But, you know, we've been talking for 9 months, and she's like, I think, my soulmate. And I haven't even met her yet. I can't wait any longer. So I bought a flight to see Jasmine next week over Christmas and New Year's.
Look at this. Look at this. Not since Steve Jobs was hiding his cancer have I seen baggier jeans and a tighter belt. Again, the hat's as tight as it can get. The belt's as tight as it can get. The jeans are husky boys.
And I hope to return back to Michigan engaged. Like Halloween. Oh, wait. My secret stash.
Okay. Again, all these guys who, they want you to think they're sex guys. They want you to think they're sex guys. Aaron Imholt, Gino. Oh, by the way, did I show you all my sex things? Look at my sex stuff.
These are the...
Wow, he made that noise.
Oh, wait. My secret stash. Ta-da!
Okay. Okay, tell me again about your super straight secret sex stash. I mean, this is what Steve Jobs dressed like before he died.
It's like Halloween.
Ta-da! Oh,
my secret stash. Ta-da!
Is that Earl Skakel? Ta-da!
These are the little blue pills. My secret stash. Ta-da! These are the little blue pills. My secret stash. Ta-da! These are the little blue pills. My secret stash. Ta-da! These are the little blue pills. It can make you last longer.
Where did you get those?
Online.
I got them on the web. I got them on the online.
This stuff is good, I'm telling you, man. It gives you that extra poppin'.
This is the good stuff. It's extra poppin'. Not since Donkey Lips have we seen a chair that's got more wear. I can't spare a square with the wear on that chair. Look at the wear on that chair. I mean, it's just the wear and tear on the chair. I swear. You'll stare.
beware. It's there and there and there. Watch your hair.
Good times. Good times. Jasmine is a very sexual person, it seems.
I hope.
How do you know?
He's like a school kid.
We have shown each other naked on video, and
we have shown each other naked on video.
Talked about the first night together.
I've already trialed these.
I took a handful of them, and I just sat there stroking.
So I know they work. I've already trialed these, so I know they work. Like, wow, man. I mean, this stuff works. It's good.
I'm a sex guy. Holy shit. Holy shit. I mean, he can't even act straight. He looks like a never nude. He definitely is a never take off the hat.
Work. Like,
hold on. He kicked up his heel. He did not kick up his heel.
Talked about the first night together.
I've already trialed these, so I know they work.
I think he kicked up a heel. It's going to take some real Zoom work.
Like,
okay, we're going to have to go frame by frame backwards. Maybe not. Maybe it was an illusion. I thought he kicked up a heel.
Like, wow, man. I mean, this stuff works. It's good.
Maybe that was it. I usually don't make stuff up. I really thought I saw a heel go down. Ugh, I hate him. I really hate him.
Wow, man. I mean, this stuff works. It's good.
It's been a few years.
It's been.
Since I've been with a woman sexually. And she is 17 years younger than me. So when I'm in Panama, I just want to make sure I can keep up, you know?
Why is he so retarded about sex? You know what I mean? We might do that.
I'm so.
He's been married. It's like it's always like this guy's been married before and can't talk about sex. You got to wonder, like, what was his relationship before this? But it was another broken brain Brazilian woman. You know what I mean? Like, when you're importing it, like, no, because no woman in Michigan, again, a Michigan bitch is Airy Jane, right? Shout out. But, you know, a Michigan bitch ain't going to put up with this shit. A Michigan bitch ain't going to put up with this giggling and frolicking and... I mean, this is what Ray did. I like sex. I'm a big sex guy. Well, she moved on. She moved on.
So excited to meet Jasmine finally, but I'm kind of disappointed that I'm going to miss my family this Christmas.
Aww. Don't worry, they'll take care of all your wooden brown things. You fucking single man. He even painted his walls like orange brown. Do you have any paint that's on sale?
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
I did my whole house in an orange brown. In a baby shit green.
So my sister-in-law and brother are coming over, and we're going to exchange gifts.
A little something for you.
Oh, God. All right.
I was thinking of getting another brown table for my house. You guys know what I love. I don't, I'm not really crazy about these steel bands around it, but maybe we can paint them brown.
Oh my God, what a beautiful table.
It isn't. It isn't. It's a barrel. Ugh.
I'm about 1 year and 3 months older than Gino.
He can't grow hair on his neck, so he always wears a bandana around it. Like Gino wears a hat.
You know. Yeah, we're pretty close. You know, he's going to be going down to see Jasmine.
Confession, I like the barrel table. Yeah, it'd be great for your college apartment. This guy's 51. He's 51. I don't think we need a dartboard. I don't think we need black light posters. I don't think we need a whiskey barrel table. I don't think we need an incense catcher.
Yeah, we're a little concerned.
So are you nervous about going to Panama?
It's something that table's something Aaron Imholt would put in his house and think is great. No, dude, it was like a real whiskey barrel.
A meeting or?
Not really, because, you know, like, I've been talking to this girl for 9 months now.
She's seen you without your hat and you can check out your hair follicles, huh?
Let's see what you look like under there.
No, I'm not going to show you.
Imagine hanging out with this goober.
I started wearing a hat, I don't know how many years ago, because I have lost my hair over time. And when I don't have a hat on, I feel like I'm naked or something.
Does she know about the bald head?
She does.
9 months. Does she know about the bald head? Hold on. Aaron's begging for $60 right now. Do we have to go? Do we have to go steel toe it up? Oh, God. I can't.
Spoilers, you scared them. I haven't seen the fucking movie. I have no idea what happened. I was just going to talk about how it did at the box office and what people thought of it. 60 away, guys. We got to at least get inside of 50 or we can't even do the half hour.
We can't.
With an extra.
We get in trouble from corporate if we do it.
Christ. Everybody's been chipping in today here until the end.
He'll get 10.
A minute to go. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, booger.
1 minute left on the clock. Tony with
Mike
20
David,
bucks.
You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy.
Thank
red
you,
bar,
Tony,
red bar. I think
in,
I love you, but I want to know for sure. Come on, hold me tight.
From...
I love you.
It is utterly fascinating, if not disturbing, that in these times they are still specimens like Gino who are so far up their own rectum as to be completely blind to their own inherent homosexuality.
Let's give one to Tony. Let's give one to Ryobi, and I assume they'll be collecting at the anniversary show. All right, $20 away. Bridget becoming a baby boot. Thank you very much for your membership. And we've only got $20 left to knock out. Make that 15. Bigot on socialist media with $5 says people on YouTube chat can eat shit. Copperhead with $10 says here you go. Now we're only $10 away from knocking it out today.
We're $20 away, $5 from this guy. Now we're $15 away, $10 from this guy. Now we're $10 away. Huh?
We're going to...
How does he do the math? How does he do the math? I can't imagine being that big of a loser.
I think we have such a good bonding connection, you know, that the looks is, like, not such a big deal. Jasmine knows about my hair and stuff, or the hair I don't have, but in video chat, you know, I always had my hat because I prefer how I look with the hat on.
These guys are also like, you know, they've got some sort of fucking insane delusional dome around them about their appearance. I think the hat looks better. It doesn't. Gino thinks the you know, bandana looks better. It's like, it doesn't. It doesn't. Take a poll of 10 women in the chat. It doesn't. It doesn't. And again, Kiki's not being honest with you. I mean, you know,
a good woman will just sit there and go like, whatever you want, dear. It doesn't. No women think it looks better. None. None. And this hat, again, all the hat does is make you look like a suspect or bald. You look like a police sketch of a loser. Everyone knows you're bald. Everyone. It doesn't look better. It doesn't.
So I'm packing three of my favorite hats, and I've already told her I'll be wearing my...
I'm packing three of my favorite hats.
You know, I like the darker men. They're fun to sit down on in the sauna. I love you, Daddy Godfrey. I love you so much. You've done so much for me and to me. I can fit an entire vodka bottle down my gullet.
What? Like what? Oh God, that's, I don't know if that's racist or not. I don't know if that's racist or not. Fuck. Oh, Chad will love it because Chad's like got Godfrey on his side now. Like, look, now we're both against Melton. Me and Godfrey. Again, there's nothing Godfrey, like... honey, Godfrey, where can we see you next on Chad's podcast? Fuck! Fuck! You can't talk shit and be a guest on a podcast Chad doesn't even like. Chad doesn't even put it out. He's so embarrassed by it. And you're going to be a guest on it and try to... wag your finger at me. You got a problem with me? Yeah, you're a loser. Fuck. I got a real problem, Godfrey. I'm glad you brought it up.
Hat always, except when I'm sleeping. So we're going to be together.
He doesn't wear it when he sleeps. That's good.
24/7. And then very likely I'm going to propose to her. And I know she wants to be with me, you know, because... she wants to have a couple kids, and I agreed to it because I would like to have a couple kids, too.
Okay.
Imagine Gino's your dad at your high school graduation at 69. He's 51 here. So if they have children right now, he's 69 at the old graduation.
So.
I mean, you don't want to get her pregnant right away, right?
I'm hoping that it happens on this trip with Jasmine. I'm ready for it.
I'm hoping to knock her up immediately.
Does he know what he's doing?
No.
I'll wear a hat, but I won't wear a Jimmy hat. You know what I'm saying?
You know, he's pretty smart. And he thinks he's got the one. But, I mean, when you start talking about making little babies...
That was before I met Jasmine.
At the age he's at, and they haven't even met each other... just don't know what her plan is. I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, I don't know. It's just crazy. She's never even seen the back of your head. She's never even held your hand. You never held her hand. You know, you're not sure what you're
walking into.
Yeah.
Does she know you can't grow hair on the head of your penis either?
I can understand my family's concerns about me meeting Jasmine and that we want to have kids. Because there's a lot you don't know about a person if you've only been speaking to them online.
This lady is wearing a wig. It's hard to tell. It might just be that Michigan Karen haircut.
But at 51 years old, I don't want to pass up what could be my last shot at true love and a family.
It can all come together for me. So that's Gino. I thought you'd love that the first time we ever lay eyes on a Gino. So for the people wondering who Gino is, that's Gino.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
So he sent out nudes of Jasmine to his ex. These leaked and lost her her job.
So explain this to me, because this is just a screenshot and I have never sent these nudes to anyone but just to you.
Hold on.
Look.
Ah. 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 Busted. Meh.
Just be honest, please. No.
Now, what, see, what happened was...
Not that this was, like, that was rubbing it into her, yes. Yes.
So when I said I didn't do it, what I meant was I totally did, but...
But that's the only time I ever did.
I don't care if it was only once. Just send her... No.
I was showing her, you know...
Look how hot my girl is. You don't understand. I was doing it to show him. No. Okay, I know what happened. I was showing her how hot you were. It's a gift for you of how hot you...
Trusted on you to send you those pictures, you know?
I will never be able to trust on you ever. I will never be able to trust for you being on the never. I be able to trust for you. I be never to trust for you again on this. It's one thing for my titty to be hanging out on TLC. It's another thing for you to be posting my titty after people who watch TLC. It's two things that I never be able to trust on you again, Gino. Gino. It's my business. I want to flop my breasts out on the TLC. Are you shitting my pictures around on my leg? You nodded on my leg. Oh, he nutted on my leg. I need the audio so I can play that over this. Oh, God. How embarrassed. She's so embarrassed. That was a private moment that you share. And my body is a sacred. I don't want everybody and anybody to see my body. I'm not like that, Gino. I'm not like that. I don't like people to see my body. And Gino, how you do this to me? I want to flop out of my butt. I want to flop out of my boobs. And that's not my business. You can't send it around. You can't send it around. I've never been more exposed in my life. I've never been a more exposed.
That's not good.
Oh, no.
I wish I could take it back, but it is.
But I tried to unsend it, and it wouldn't unsend.
It's true that I sent topless photos to my ex of Jasmine.
It's true. The rumors are true. I sent blue pills to my stomach.
They sent the pictures as revenge to show how amazing and wonderful of a girlfriend I have at this moment.
Is that revenge porn? Is that revenge porn? I sent the nudes as revenge. He doesn't even do revenge porn, right? No, revenge to my ex. Like, look who I'm with now, mister. Huh?
It was a huge mistake.
I've made a huge mistake.
I've made a huge mistake.
Obviously.
No, I just sent the porn as revenge. You've got it all wrong.
I tried to go after Jasmine, but I don't even know where she went.
I put pictures of my butt on the
internet. I'm having so many emotions at this moment. I cannot even think clearly.
Oh.
In those pictures, I was topless, completely showing up my breasts. This is a nightmare.
My breasts are a nightmare.
You know, because I trusted on him.
I trusted on him, and he nutted on my leg. All I did was trust on his leg, and he nut on my leg.
There are more messages. Gino's ex is sending me screenshots, not just of my nude pictures, but also of the conversation that she has had with Gino.
She goes crazy if I mention anything about exes. This is Gino saying this to his ex about Jasmine.
And he was making fun of me, calling me crazy.
She gets super jealous if I even mention a woman's name. You want to see what her tits look like? This guy's such a loser.
And how explosive I am when I'm jealous.
The next message comes in at 5 a.m. It says, I heard you got a problem with me. Haha, she is napping right now. LOL. Why is that haha and LOL? Haha and LOL.
While I was next to him, taking a nap.
This is very low. This is very low. I'm not the kind of girl who goes away with this. You did bad to me, you'll pay for it.
So earlier she was mad she stormed off from him. Now she's storming back to him to make him pay for it?
Baseball has Boston's fabled Fenway Park.
What?
Football has the legendary Lambeau Field. For water skiers, no location is as storied as the banks of Lake Eloise, the home of Cypress Gardens in Winter Haven.
It is fitting that the central point in the sports centennial celebration is here in Florida's sweetest spot. Nowhere else in the sport has had more records broken or inspired the continued evolution of the sport.
Water skiing may have been invented in 1922 by Ralph Samuelson on Lake Pepin in Minnesota. But Dick Pope, Senior Cypress Gardens and Central Florida's Polk County, transformed it into a global sport and entertainment phenomenon.
This is actually true. All my years in Central Florida, I never once was towed by a boat in a river. Fact. Alligators found me too attractive. Yum, yum. You okay, baby boy? Sorry.
That's actually true. There's a in Winter Haven, Florida, there's a theme park. I was just telling somebody about this the other day. There's a theme park called Cypress Gardens. And the whole amusement park, all it is flowers. And then the one thing to do there, aside from this ride, they have one ride called the Island in the Sky. And it's basically just this rotating volcano that you like get to be on the perimeter of. It rotates and it takes you up in the sky. And you look down at all the cypress gardens, the flowers, and you go like, ah, so pretty. And then you go back down. That's the ride. And then they have a show. They have a show that's a water ski stunt show, and they have like right on the lake, this Lake Eloise, they have these grandstands like at SeaWorld, like you would like get into watch the whale show at SeaWorld, the Shamu, but it's on a lake, and then they come out and they do water skiing on ramps and flips, but it's like Winter Haven, Florida's the water ski capital of the world. There's the Water Ski Hall of Fame in Polk County. This is where water skiing goes to be the best. This is where all the jackass guys spend all their time in Central Florida. You know, if you watch some of the early videos when they used to do all the stuff out on the lakes and water skiing, this is all Polk County, Florida. This is all you know, sometimes they were in Orlando, they'd be out that way. But all the lakes, chain of lakes, I mean, there's like a, there's so many fucking lakes in Polk County. And this is where water skiing, like, lives. My whole life growing up, water skiing, water skiing, water skiing. They love it. They love it. But imagine as a boy, we would take field trips to this place, like with school. Cypress Gardens. There's nothing to do. I have to go to the website just to see what it is today. Cypress Gardens. It might not even still be open. Cypress Gardens was Florida's first tourist attraction. Oh, it's closed. As of 2011, the botanical portion. Oh, it's closed. This is long gone then? Fuck. I had no idea. Bink. This is all it was. This was the whole thing. Just cool flowers and botany. Oh, ducks. Is that a lake? You would pay to get in. You would pay to get into this. Oh, and the bells. They call these the Southern Bells. And they would just stand out around the flowers, these girls. That was their job. I mean, again, this is, you'd pay. You'd pay to get in. Like, this was Legoland, right? And then here was the water ski show. Again, they'd build, like, pyramids and stuff. It was really extreme water skiing. This is a real video. This was my whole life. They would really do this. So it was all this kind of stuff. They would build big pyramids and, like, you know, tricks. They'd have, like, a clown who would always, like, fuck up on the skis. He could never really get it going. He could never really get it going. Ugh. I didn't know we had, yeah, like, that kind of stuff. I remember this. They would always do this kind of shit. Anyway, it was gay, but it was like, that's what we had. We had lakes, and everybody water skied, man. They loved that stuff.
Jasmine, my baby girl sister, this thing with Gino can still work. Make him agree to a $500,000 life insurance policy with you as the sole beneficiary. Girl, he's almost 60 and looks like a skeleton. It won't be long now. Get yours.
Somebody's so stupid, they're like, this is a movie, you idiot. Oh, yeah, I guess they don't really do it. I guess that was all CGI. It was filmed there. That was the water skiers who do the show. Obviously, they got a star in the movie. You're dumb. You're dumb. That's what they did during the shows every day. Four times a day. There's shows at 8, 10, 1, and 4. You fucking idiot. Tell me my childhood again. All I did, I was one of the greats. I was one of the best skiers. You got a problem with me, dude? You got a problem with me? That was a movie. Yeah. Yeah, anything that's been filmed is a fucking movie, fag.
Oh, brother. Why? It figures you would pick a Esther Williams clip. Good grief. Gay!
Who would win in a fight, Mubi or Gino? And you vote Latvia? Mubi or Gino from the show? From the 90 days? I'm going to say Aaron? Probably, right? No brainer. At least Aaron has fought. Like, Gino's not going to know how to, are we allowed to wear our hat? Okay, she's coming looking for trouble. Here we go. You're the worst sexual person I've ever.
Do not sue your ex off me that I trust on you.
You did not say your ex news on me that I trust on you.
What? Say what now?
You're not conjugating your verbs correctly.
What you gonna do? Because I'm gonna sue you.
Why you gonna do? Why you gonna do?
What nudes?
The nudes you sent to her.
Those weren't nudes.
They were topless. They were tasteful. Topless nude.
I'm showing all my.
Yeah, your breasts are showing. That's correct.
Look at him. He's like smiling while he says it. Holy shit. Did you catch it? Did you catch his little crack? Watch this.
Yeah, your breasts are showing.
Look at him.
That's correct, but they're not nudes.
They're not nudes. I don't think you know what nudes is.
So take off your hat.
Oh, he does have that long lock of weird. Whoa. Look at it. What is going on? It's like he can only grow hair here, so he does? Whoa. Why? Why hold on to it? Whoa. New. Oh, that's wild.
Those are nuts.
He's like Baby Driver. He just pulls out another set of sunglasses. That back of the head looks insane. That looks so crazy that he would do that.
Well, if you can't talk peacefully, then you can.
If you're gonna, Lucky, maybe you didn't hear. I brought 3 hats on this trip. It's just like Vince the Lawyer. Oh. Is that true?
Peacefully. What the then you send her my notes?
Why you send her my notes? Why you send her my notes?
That was part of my privacy.
He nodded on my leg.
How can you do that? How?
Yeah, that's a good point. Remember, these are his 3 favorite hats. I brought 3 of my favorite hats. I've already had the back shrunken down to fit.
I made a mistake to send the pictures, but I can't take it back.
I tried to send pictures of sailboats.
You know how I feel. Do you want to know how I feel?
Not really, but I have a feeling you're gonna.
You trash.
You're fucking trash.
Stupid old man. Speak. Speak. Have the balls to say something.
This is like Chad. He thinks everybody wants to, like, hang out with him and argue. Melton won't even go face-to-face, toe-to-toe with me. He's like, to do what? Argue with a loser? I'm good. Why don't you have Godfrey message me in the night again, fag? What the fuck? I can't. When I saw that. Yo, I heard you got a problem with me. I do.
What do you want?
I had a real problem, Godfrey. Square up.
you want me to talk about?
Why did you do it?
Why did you do it? Why did you do it?
I told you why.
Why?
Why? Why?
To rub it into her.
What? Stop.
I rub your nipples? I rub my hard nipples? Why you sent to her? Why?
What I mean to you, a piece of meat.
No, two pieces of meat. I wanted to see how your sweater puppies are better than your...
No, it's not.
No.
It has nothing to do...
Do you have interest on her?
No.
Do you have interest on her? Do you have interest on her? Why?
You were obsessed with her.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
So what?
I broke up with her, don't forget.
I'm publishing your...
I'm publishing your dick. Why?
You want me to do that? You tiny...
Wait till I get HarperCollins on the phone. I'm publishing your dick.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
If you want to send my dick to one of your exes, go ahead.
If you want to send my dick to one of your exes, go ahead. Yeah, that's what she wants to do.
No. There
really
is
care.
Nothing to brag about.
Whoa!
My pictures went hot. You're depressing.
My pictures look hot. You're depressing. Your penis looks sick. Your penis is so sad. I had to put googly eyes on it just to suck it. I had to make it fun for me.
Whoopee.
You're not a man. I don't want to see you anymore.
Wrong.
That's your choice.
My choice.
Yeah.
You were my choice. I made a mistake.
Oh, no, we're getting struck. We got struck. We got struck. I got to get this off the screen because we got struck. 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 TLC no like you. TLC no like you when you do you post a Gino. Oh no, I like to post a my show. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? I posted a show. You guys don't like TLC. We gotta wait for it to come back. We've been removed from YouTube. For copyright, we detected video belonging to someone else. We detected a video belonging to someone else. You've been a struck. You've been a struck. We're going to sit here and wait. I don't know if anybody will even ever see this. This is just going live to tape. If we ever have to put these back up somewhere else, somebody will see this. But I'm trying to wait. We're waiting to come back. I'm sure we will. I believe in us. Come on. Come on. Please. Please, I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. What do we have to do? What do we have to do to get it back? What do I have to do to make this right? Please, please, YouTubeman, please let us come back. We didn't mean it. We'll never watch Gino again. We're sorry. We never even shared his penis. This is fucked up. This is fucked up. We're still down. We're still not allowed. We're still not allowed. It's been off. It's been all like I haven't been showing that for like 5 minutes now, maybe three, but that's still fair. Stream suspended for policy. violations. But it's not showing over. On my end, it says temporarily. That's what I'm saying. Look, on my end of it, it says your stream has been temporarily blocked because we noticed content belonging to someone else. And then now it says your stream is no longer being blocked due to copyright issues. So we're back. But I don't see it back. I don't see it back. Hello? It says we're not being blocked. It says that. Hello?
Hello? How about it there?
I don't know, Buzzy. I don't know if we're live.
How you doing there, Mr. Nelson?
I don't know if we're live. It might just be me and you talking.
Oh, that's mighty fine. That's mighty. You're the only audience I need.
Got it.
That no good Mr. Godfrey. That colored boy, he don't realize he's being used by Mr. Brennan, that hot dog, and that no good Zumach. They put him on the air, and all they do is chit-chat with him about black this and black that. Them colors, I tell you what, they're only good for one thing. You know what that is?
I don't know. I'm not gonna speculate.
Well, let me know because I still can't figure it out.
Jesus Christ!
And that Aaron boy, he should have gotten himself a tattoo over there with that no good heifer, that roofing cunt, but instead of a teardrop, he should have put a little V under his eye for victim. Oh, Mr. Melton, you've been murdering these people left and right, and I see them lined up. Every single one of them lined up. They've been dodging them rounds lately, Mr. Melton. I've been here with my hand on your shoulder, gripping tightly, waiting for you to pull that trigger.
There's nobody.
We got them lined up, Mr. Melton.
Buzzy,
we got a belt strap full of truth.
Nobody's watching. This is just getting recorded.
What's that?
We got kicked off for playing stuff, so no one's even watching. It's just me and you.
Oh, fuck it. All we need is a sound bite. You got that? You got
yeah,
it ready
let's
to go.
Let's go.
We line them up. Line them up, Mr. Melton. You got them lined up.
Lined up.
You ready to pull that trigger? I'm squeezing, Mr. Melton. You got him, Melton. You got him. No good run, bastard! Roofing cut! No good slant piece! Jelly wag, slut! You got him, Arthur! You got him!
All right.
You got him!
All right!
You got him!
All right. Hey, Jesus Christ! All right, I got to restart the stream because people are going to get mad that we're not live. So I'm going to end this. We'll have to fix this in post. But goddamn it, TLC. Well, I'm going to find a way. You think I'm not going to watch more of this? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. We are. I'll find a way. I have to find a way to watch it. So stay tuned for that. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you very much. Apologies for this. It's been a really, really tumultuous day for me.